Magdeich and Lishra, which that shear is Shukapundi and Shilatalki, Uchasela Nirois, it's like the size of a cellar. And Vieshnai Kamala Nekir Shaloil is the same size of a Nekir that comes to an oil, that instrument that makes holes. So I call upon him, you see here the shear of Mola Mekadeach, and the shear of a cellar is the same shear. So if you tell me that Beishamai holds the shear, how much have we missing from the skulls of Mola Mekadeach? And the shear of Beisil is a cellar, they're both saying the same things, according to Stira. On this, he answered back, Seishtik, he kept quiet. The Yomule Rav Chizda, he answered back, no. Shema Mekadeach v'chisu ma'ashaninu. Means the difference. By us, we learned Mekadeach v'chisu means not only, Beishamai meant not only a hole that just Mekadeach makes, but even after it makes, till we make sure like this, whatever this plung, this needle, this big nail that makes the hole, we make sure it goes back and forth. It's very loose there. So that's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, it has to be a loose hole. So it's a little bit bigger than Beis Hillel's shear of a cellar. So I call upon him by this halach here of Beis Shammai, that's what he means to say. In this halach we heard that this hole of Mol Mekadeach has to be a very loose hole. It means to say a drop bigger, that the Mekadeach, this needle, this nagnel, goes back and forth easy. So you see over here we learned it means Shema Mekadeach v'chisumish nino. And the Yomale Rav Chizda Tachlifo Leiteima Shema, don't say Shema, Elevadi Mekadeach v'sumoi. It's a vadi that's a good teretz. So if you see a kopon of this halacha, that's not a tight squeeze, but it has to be a very loose squeeze that goes back and forth. All right, we'll stop here.